Hey, my name is John Curdy, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The Port Huron Police Department posted a notice about the addition of a new staff member. The new officer, Savannah Fenner, was hired by the department as an officer. Fenner will take the oath of office at 10 a.m. this coming Friday, October 17th, in the Port Huron City Council chambers. The Port Huron Police Department operates a police officer cadet program that gives youths an opportunity to learn about law enforcement procedures, policy, and the law to see if they want to make it a career. Fenner is a former cadet, and the department is excited to welcome her back. This time, Fenner will wear a police officer's uniform when she begins her law enforcement career serving the city. The public is welcome to attend the event. And Midland Police are asking for public assistance to locate John David Thornton, 41, who is wanted in connection with a recent domestic assault investigation. Authorities have issued a 5-count warrant for Thornton, listing charges that include assault with intent to do great bodily harm, domestic violence, possession of a controlled substance, and assault on a pregnant individual. Thornton also faces a bench warrant after reportedly failing to appear in court on an earlier assault charge. Police believe Thornton is homeless and staying within the Midland City area. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts is encouraged to contact Midland Police at 989-839-4713. And the Michigan State Board of Education has thrown its support behind the Invest in MI Kids initiative, a proposal that would add 5% income surcharge for individuals earning more than $500,000 and couples making over $1 million a year. The measure, which could appear on the 2026 statewide ballot, is designed to provide a new, steady funding source for public schools. If approved by voters, the tax would begin in 2027 and is expected to bring about $1 billion annually for education. Board member Mitchell Robinson said the effort aims to make up for years of limited investment in Michigan's school system, which continues to lag behind Midwestern states. Saginaw Councilwoman Carly Hammond also voiced support, saying educators and residents from both political parties recognize that the state's inconsistent budgeting approach cannot sustain long-term educational needs. Supporters are now gathering the required petition signatures for validation by March of 2026. And in our national news, President Donald Trump will travel to South Korea this month for talks expected to focus on North Korea and trade. The visit is scheduled for October 29th and 30th, marking Trump's second trip to the Korean Peninsula since returning to office. South Korean officials say discussions will include economic cooperation and military alliance updates. Tensions remain high following recent weapons tests by North Korea. The White House says Trump will also meet U.S. troops stationed near Seoul. Diplomatic observers view the trip as part of Washington's renewed focus on East Asia. And in our international news, Israeli officials say a body recently returned by Hamas was misidentified and not that of an Israeli hostage. The discovery has prompted renewed calls for accountability from the militant group. Tensions remain high following Israel's intensified air operations in Gaza. Pentagon officials are monitoring the situation closely alongside U.S. allies. Washington has proposed a multinational force to stabilize parts of Gaza. The plan remains under review amid regional security fears. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime at thumbnet.net.